What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trend podcast. It's your boy, B Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about this idea of before you work hard, you need to prioritize. So I'm excited. I'm coming at you guys from Indonesia. Kirsten and I decided we were going to pack up, peace out, and head to Bali. For those of you guys that don't know, Bali for me has like a special place in my heart. This is where I started online coaching. This is where the whole journey began. You know, when I came here, like 9-10 years ago, and I just broken up with my girl. I had no money in my bank account. I had 3 weeks to stay here. And I literally was like, if I don't make money, I feel like I'm going to die in a third world country. And that might've been an exaggeration, but that's how I felt in the moment. So that trip, I ended up making $5,000 in 3 weeks, and I've never looked back. And that was really the start of entrepreneurship. So for me, Bali is like the, it's like a safe space for me. It like gets my creativity going, gets me present, gets me grounded. So that's why I'm here. And I'm here for the next 4 weeks. So if you're listening to this podcast, I just want to remind you that we are recommitting to 5 episodes a week. So if you're getting any sort of value from my podcast episodes, I would love if you could screenshot this podcast, share it to your Instagram stories, tag me at The Real Brian Mark, and let me know that you're tuning in. I want to start dumping into this podcast a lot more, and I want to give you guys more value. And a way that you can get back to me is just sharing it and letting me know that you're listening. All right. Now, I feel like a lot of online fitness coaches struggle with the idea of prioritizing. I feel like a lot of online fitness coaches work on their business, but they're not making a lot of money. I feel like a lot of online fitness coaches get burnt out because even though they feel like they're busy, they're not actually generating revenue, and that causes them to be frustrated and overwhelmed. How many of you guys feel like that? It's like, even though you're working on your business and you're putting in an effort for your business, you're not seeing a return in terms of the amount of money that you're making. How many of you guys feel like that? How many of you feel like no matter how much you work on your business, you can't seem to generate income from it? It leaves you frustrated and overwhelmed and makes you not want to work on it. How many of you feel like that? And I'm going to give you guys some value in today's podcast, and I'm going to shift perspective in terms of when you know the right thing to focus on, you're going to make a lot more money. When you know the right thing to avoid, you're going to stop doing the wrong thing. And when you know how to prioritize your time properly, you're going to start generating a lot of revenue, and it's going to be consistent. So this is a practice that I embody anytime I'm at a plateau in my coaching business. And I hope that you guys take this and use this so that you can start to see results in your own life. Before you start working hard, you need to prioritize what's the most important and what's the least important. And I'm going to give you an analogy that you can understand, because all of us understand a fitness journey because we are fitness coaches. If you had a client that came to you and they were like, Brian, I'm working hard. I'm doing 2 hours of cardio in the gym every single day. And for some reason, I just can't lose weight. And you're like, okay, cool. Tell me more. And they're like, well, I do like, you know, I walk 3.5 incline and I'm always doing the right speed. And for some reason, I can't lose weight. And you're like, okay, let's zoom out for a second. And I want you to really think about what else are you doing in your life? They're like, well, I'm really busy. So, you know, I don't really track my macros. And you're like, okay, cool. What's your water intake look like? Well, I don't really drink a lot of water. You're like, okay, great. How much sleep are you getting? Well, they're like, oh, I get like 5-6 hours a night. So it's like when we really zoom out, we understand that the hard work in itself isn't leading to the result, right? So working by itself doesn't guarantee success. And I think that a lot of online coaches miss the mark on this because they're like, I'm working really hard on my business, but I'm not seeing any progress. And this is the same sort of mentality. This is a sidebar, but this is why people that work at typical like labor jobs or whatever it is, get really frustrated when they see people making as much money as they're making online. They're like, oh, I should be making more money. Like, I work my ass off. And then you're just posting pictures on Instagram. And it's like, I understand why you're frustrated, but like working hard by itself doesn't guarantee success. And I also think that like working hard on your business is a really good justification that you can use to avoid doing the actual necessary work that needs to get done. So before you work hard, you need to prioritize. Now, I want everyone to write this word down because it's fucking important. Income generating activity. Write that down. Income generating activity. This is a really good way for you to figure out why your business isn't making any money, period. This is what I want you to do. I'm going to give you an exercise that's really practical that you can literally do right after this podcast episode that's going to give you an insight into why you are making money or aren't making money. Income generating activities. Now, you know, it's you at a Monday. So I want you to look at the last 24 hours. Look at yesterday. And I want you to ask yourself, what did I do yesterday that would directly lead to me making money either today or this week? What did I do yesterday that would either lead to me making money today or this week? So here's what you're going to do is you're going to write down a list of everything that you did yesterday. This is a self-awareness exercise. Write down a list of everything that you did yesterday. So maybe you worked on your website a little bit. Maybe you did some client programs. Be honest too. Like, don't fucking lie about this. Maybe you browse social media. Maybe you were watching a bunch of YouTube videos. Maybe you binged 4 to 5 hours of coursework. What did you do yesterday? Write down every single thing that you did yesterday. And I either want you to put a check mark next to an income generating activity or an X next to that didn't generate any revenue at all. Now, here's the hard part about being an online coach is a lot of you guys will do work on your coaching business and you'll justify it as like it could bring in future income. Example, you're like, I'm spending time building my website. Homie, spending time building your website isn't going to make you fucking money. It's not. What's going to make you money is booking phone calls and making sales, period. And so if you're not booking phone calls and making sales, then you ain't going to make any fucking money. That's just how it is. And I think that it's important to understand this because if you don't get this concept, if you don't like understand that working hard by itself doesn't make you money, if you're not prioritizing the work that you need to get done on a week to week and a month to month basis, you're not going to break through and you're not going to make money, period. This is also true for those online coaches that start seeing success in your business. See, a lot of you, when you start seeing success in your business, you get really overwhelmed with all the stuff that you could be doing, should be doing, all the latest trends and whatever the fuck. And you don't do the things that actually generate money. Like, you don't do the things that actually generate revenue. And so like, this is something that you guys should do on a week to week basis, a daily basis. You need to audit your time and ask yourself, what are income generating activities? And anything that isn't an income generating activity either gets put at the bottom of the list or just doesn't get fucking done. Like, we've had the same website at PT Domination for the last 5.5, 6 years, period. Because the website doesn't make us fucking money. And so when I'm thinking about all the things that I need to do to grow my coaching business, building the website is not at the top of the priority list. It's at the bottom. Like, let's think about like everything else that I would do is either going to generate me revenue or I'm not going to do it. Now, a question you might ask is, what are the things that generate revenue? That's a great fucking question. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Let's talk about signing clients, because generating revenue is clients paying money. Let's actually like, you know, categorize this or define income generating activities as a client pays you money. And so anything that has to do with a client paying you money is an income generating activity. Example, posting content. If you're posting content and your content is hitting, that is an income generating activity. Your content's performing well and it's doing well. And as a result, you're getting leads. That's an income generating activity. Now, I'm going to flip this for a second, because posting content by itself isn't income generating, because what if you post content and it's fucking ass and none of your content hits, and like for the last 3 months, none of your content's been hitting, and you're like, but I'm working hard on my business. And so I don't understand why I'm not generating revenue. Like we said at the start of the podcast, working hard by itself doesn't generate any revenue. So if you're posting content and it isn't hitting, it isn't performing well, that's not an income generating activity. Okay, so how can we take that concept and turn it into an income generating activity? We can study content and then post content. Does that make sense? Like, if one of the income generating activities, posting content, isn't generating revenue, isn't getting me clients, isn't helping me, then I need to focus on that like needle mover until it starts working, until content starts bringing me in clients. What's another income generating activity that you guys could do? DMing prospects, having conversations with potential clients, getting people like interested in joining your stuff. And if you're DMing prospects and it's not generating new revenue, then we need to figure out why. Like, what's going on in the DM process that's causing you not to book phone calls? Is it that you're not posting enough social proof? Is it that people don't view you as an authority? Is it that your content's posted with an iPhone 6 so people don't want to send you thousands of dollars on the internet? Like, why are my DMs not working, right? So we fix our content, we get our content working, we fix our DMs, we get people wanting to book phone calls with us. Then we get actually like phone calls, people on the phone with us. Okay, so when people are on the phone with us, are we converting clients or are we not converting clients? If we're converting clients, that's amazing. All we need to do is keep taking calls. But if we're getting on phone calls and we go 0 for 7, well, that's not income generating. So how do we turn that into an income generating activity? We study sales. So we book role plays, we're studying sales videos, we're following my handsome ass on Instagram because I post a lot of sales shit. or implementing sales stuff. And we're literally focusing on this fucking bottleneck until we break through. Dude, that was a great question. The reason that a lot of you guys struggle with this concept is because you get distracted and it gets uncomfortable. Like if you're posting content and nothing's fucking hitting, it's really uncomfortable for you to actually try to get better at your content because it sucks every time you post. It's not performing well. So it's not fun to keep working on the skill because every time you post, it doesn't feel good, right? So it's easier for you to just fucking go distract yourself with another task on your list because working on content, the one thing that's going to bring you in money, isn't fun. And so you're going to go find some sort of shiny fucking thing that will make you feel better so that you can work on it and get a little bit of validation. But that's not going to bring you in money, right? So content until it does well, DMs until you're booking calls, sales until you're actually getting sales in the fucking bank, and then client delivery, right? Like we need to actually serve our clients. And so clients paying us money is income generating. So anything that you're doing to up-level the service to your clients is also going to generate you revenue. So getting in touch with your clients, communicating with them on a regular basis, making sure that they're actually following the plan, doing their check-ins fucking properly and not rushing them, booking group coaching calls with your clients, booking renewal calls, renewing clients, upgrading clients. Like this is like income generating activities. So this is like the system that I'd recommend to get yourself to a place where you're making $10,000 a month. Now, beyond $10,000 a month, a lot of you guys aren't there, but I'm going to have a conversation with you because some of you guys are there. If you want to get beyond 10K a month, like income generating activities can't just be you anymore because you have no more bandwidth. Like once you're over 10K a month, like you need to scale your business. So how do you do income generating activities at scale? You basically hire people to replace all the things that you're doing in your business that don't lead to an immediate ROI. Like DMing prospects isn't an immediate ROI. So you'd hire somebody to do that. Messaging clients on a day-to-day basis, like making sure they miss their workouts, isn't an immediate ROI. So you'd hire somebody to do that. Scheduling shit in your calendar and doing financial stuff on the back end isn't an immediate ROI. So you'd hire somebody to do that. Now you've got more time back. Now with the time that you get back from hiring out all the stuff that doesn't immediately generate your revenue, you spend time on income generating activities like doing 40 challenges, doing masterclasses, doing webinars, doing more live streams, doing more coaching opportunities for your clients. Maybe you're hosting an event. Another thing you guys can do once you start buying your time back is getting into ads and start bringing some traction to your organic content. Now, quick thing on ads, I'm just gonna sidebar on this. If you're spending money on ads, but your content organically isn't performing well, you're definitely not going to do as well as you want to with ads because you still haven't figured out the organic game yet. And so for me, I run ads based on the organic stuff that does well because the algorithm tells me that this is great content. So I post it with an ad and it does even better. So that's just a quick sidebar on ads. Does this make sense? Is this all resonating? Is this all clear? Before you start working hard on your business, you need to identify what is the most important activity for your coaching business. And so when we run through content, lead gen, sales, delivery, when I go over those four things, right? Which part of these is not generating you revenue right now? If your content isn't hitting, you should be spending a lot of time on that. Like if you're spending a lot of times in DMs and they're not booking sales calls, you need to be figuring out your lead gen game. If you're not booking a lot of sales calls or you're getting on a lot of sales calls and they're not converting, you need to be focusing on your sales. If you got a lot of clients dropping off your fucking program, you need to be focusing on delivering a valuable service to your clients. And for you, what you should prioritize is the one that's the biggest issue. Like whatever one's the biggest problem is the one that you should solve. And so if your content isn't doing well, you need to focus on it until it does well. Once your content starts performing, then you focus on the next thing. Then once your content does well, maybe your sales go to shit. So you need to study sales. And that's the game of business. We're just consistently up-leveling these different areas of our skills without getting distracted with shiny object syndrome just because we don't want to work on something that makes us uncomfortable. Cool. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast episode. I hope you guys got value. Before you start working hard on your business, you need to prioritize what's most important and what's least important in your coaching business. All of us have the potential to be generating 10, 20, 30, even 50, $100,000 a month in revenue if you truly want to, but you need to start believing in yourself, going all in and blocking out the distractions. If this podcast was valuable, screenshot it, share it in your Instagram story, tag me at The Real Brian Mark, and let me know that you're tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at The Real Brian Mark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.